next weekend's show is going to be a lot of fun. I went down to the Capitol Mall yesterday and met with the folks that we'll be interviewing live. If you love Arizona, you've got to tune in to our broadcast next Saturday. We'll be broadcasting live from the Arizona Capitol State House Museum. We're going to be talking about unbelievable, little-known Arizona history. Not only just about characters and events, but also a lot of architectural. We'll have Don Ryden and Dr. Jack August joining us for the entire 2 hours, 9 to 11. It's going to be a blast. Don't miss it. Or better yet, come on down. There's plenty of room to park. It's a free event. The museum is open. No admission. Come on. Say hello. Introduce yourself and go get a tour of the museum. All right, we're here with plumber Jason Watson of Intelligent Design, Air Conditioning and Plumbing from Tucson. Drove up to join us this morning to help answer your questions about plumbing in, about, and around your house. And we're getting ready to go to the clean side of plumbing.
Well, not yet.
Really?
Can I cheat and jump in with a question for Jason?
Okay.
So first I have to give you a little backstory. So we were at the National Home Builders Show a couple weeks ago up in Vegas, right? And they had just acres of new fixtures, faucets, toilets. So let's stay on toilets since we've been there for a little while.
Oh, yes. Let's.
So American Standard, which I always thought of as kind of a plain Jane product, now has an upline, which is DXV.
Okay.
And they won the gold award for the entire show on their toilet design. So they have this one called the MAP Premium Models.
MAP?
Yeah, MAP. And they have they save 20% more water than the WaterSense requirements require. They have a power wash patent called Vormax. They promise you it's the cleanest toilet made on the market.
Okay.
It has an antimicrobial finish.
Okay.
It has a dual flush, so you can do a 0.92 or a 1.28 flush.
Wonderful.
What happens, Jason, when something like that breaks?
What happens when your Ferrari breaks?
Do you call a plumber, or do you call an electrician, or who do you call?
That is not a do-it-yourselfer. That is definitely when you call us.
Or like the Toto toilets. So I was telling Jason, hey, I saw one for $5,500, a bidet kind of toilet. And what did you tell me?
There's Toto makes one that's $9,900. It's a toilet. It's got its own sensors, so you never have to flush it. It will sense when you need it to be flushed. It will warm your feet for you because it has warm air being blown on your feet. So if you have cold tile in the morning, you don't have to wear your slippers. Isn't that nice?
For the princess in your life. So I guess if you're willing to spend $27,000 for a seat at the Super Bowl, you're the kind of person who might like this toilet.
Absolutely.
Well, this is the battle that Stan and I have to fight all the time at Roselle and House Remodeling when we give people prices of what remodeling costs. And it's not our fault. Some of it is supply-side economics. If you want a $9,500 toilet, if you want a $15,000 refrigerator or a professional-grade range, I can't do your kitchen or bathroom for $14 a square foot.
Not even close. Yeah, bathrooms and kitchens are very, very custom because everybody has their own tastes and their own likes and their own dislikes. And what's worth extra to you is not worth extra to me, and vice versa.
The building industry is a perfect example of how the creative entrepreneurs in America and globally drive supply side economics. They create something we didn't even know we wanted or needed, and then their marketing department convinces us we got to have it.
It is pretty amazing when you go there, though. The people are so proud of their products, and the manufacturing is incredible. I got to tell you about one more thing. The faucets that American Standard won their award for, $16,000 a piece, because they are created with a 3D printer. So the water, I can't even describe it to you on the air, but it's absolutely fantastic piece of technology.
Should look it up on the internet because they're absolutely beautiful too.
Does it clean anything that's in the sink for you? For $16,000, I'd expect a little automation here.
3D printing really is the rage right now. I saw a car that the University of Tennessee built on a 3D printer that parks in a garage of a 3D printed house, and it charges the house service panel wirelessly from being parked in the garage. We're going to have them on the show and talking. We're going to have one whole show just on innovations and what we saw. But we got to get back to plumbing with Jason Watson of Intelligent Design, Air Conditioning and Plumbing of Tucson. Let's see if we can get to Romy. Who's been holding the longest? I think that's Ken in Scottsdale. Let's grab him. See if we can answer Ken D. You're in queue. You'll be next. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super fantabulous. I'm as good as I can be, feeling as bad as I feel talking about toilets.
Well, there you go. So I have a question. Is this or is this not a wives' tale? Does it make sense or is it beneficial to flush your toilet once a month or so with a big bucket or 5-gallon bucket of water to help keep the pipes clean? Does it help?
I've actually never recommended that for toilets. I have recommended it for kitchen faucets or kitchen sinks, bathroom sinks, and other places where you might not always leave the water running as long as it was designed to be running. But toilets, it couldn't hurt it, but I don't think you're going to find any exceptional benefit from
that. Ken, is this a toilet that's regularly used, or are you a winter visitor that the house is empty all summer?
No. We're full time here. A couple times everyone from my little backup on us, and you know I'll go then flush it, and it seems to work a whole lot better. But maybe it's just because it happens that way.
Yeah, there's lots of things that could contribute to that. How old is the house?
17 years.
And how old's the toilet?
One of them 17 years. One's I rebuilt the other one about a year and a half ago. One of them, I think, might even, I don't know if there's one that's smaller than a 1.5-gallon, but it's got a really small tank on it. It's the original toilet, but I did rebuild the guts of it.
I was just going to suggest, if you haven't rebuilt the guts, I'd look inside and make sure your water level is at the recommended level so that when you do flush, you're getting enough water.
When you go to the low flush toilet, you want every ounce you can get, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want to short the low flow toilet, that's for sure. Ken, we appreciate the call.
It is a statewide broadcast. 1-888-767-4348 is the universal number. As we go from Ken in Scottsdale to Rio D in Rio Rico, before we get to Brian in Prescott covering the whole state. Good morning,
Miss D.
Good morning. Top of the morning to you. It's beautiful in Rio Rico.
I bet it is.
I have a problem with my washer. My home is all electric, and my washer interferes with the reception of your radio program. And a neighbor told me that it needs to be grounded. And I know what the ground looks like on a regular plug, but on the 220, I have no idea how you would do that.
D in Rio Rico needs her washing machine analyzed on why it interferes with our broadcast. Romy, that's a state emergency alert. I think we send our certified electrician to Dee's house and we get that fixed for her.
Okay.
So she can listen to the show.
Yeah, that's critical.
Jennifer, you saved Dee's number, and we will get an electrician to your house at our cost, Dee, and we will get that fixed. We don't want anybody to have an excuse for not listening to Rosie on the house. She's down there, a beautiful home on the side of the hill, listening to us on KGVY.
We had a homeowner move south of Payson and got a special antenna so they could pick up Chasm out of Sedona just for Saturday mornings.
All right.
Well, magic of radio. Let's bring Brian into the conversation, talking tankless water heaters in Prescott. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, how are you doing this morning?
Great.
I bought a tankless water heater. It's the EcoSmart, I believe, 18 kW.
Okay.
And wondering is there any maintenance on it that needs to be done? And what's your opinion on the tankless water heaters, period?
I got a strong opinion, but Jason, you go first.
I was going to say, this can be a very controversial topic at times.
It can.
It definitely can. tankless water heaters do require annual maintenance. You should read the owner's manual. They often come with an extra set of valves to help flush them out, and there's many of them require a special cleansing product to keep the lines free of the hard minerals that can develop when you have such intense heat, heating water so quickly. My opinion of tankless water heaters are they're absolutely wonderful in the proper application. Electric tankless water heaters I am almost never a fan of unless you have solar electricity on your home. But natural gas, tankless water heaters, love them. I don't recommend them for a household of two people because the extra expense of putting them in and running the proper size gas lines and the new venting and everything else involved often is not a good return on your money. However, I love them for households like mine where we have teenagers that like long showers. And when we don't want to have to worry about who's in the shower running laundry and doing the dishes at the same time.
You know, when they first came out, they were kind of sold as the cure-all for everything. You regain floor space. You never have to pay for storing hot water that you've paid to heat up. It's instant demand, and it cured cancer.
That too?
Yeah, it did.
Fantastic. And I thought it was just leprosy.
That was a real small print at the bottom.
But we found out, particularly in Phoenix, and I would have to guess the same was true for y'all down in Tucson, that flash heating that water really accentuates the calcium and the mineral buildup on those elements. And you do have to either flush it or get a water treatment system installed ahead of the system so you're sending a cleaner water through the system in the beginning. I tell people, look, if you're really committed to instant point heating, tankless heating, you're probably going to have to invest in a water treatment system, and you have to think through how many appliances are you going to be running at one time. Those are your two biggest challenges. And a lot of times, when you calculate all of that, you're really better off going with a standard tank. I'm like you. In the right application, they're a great appliance. But with the solar incentives to heat water, solar, mm-hmm. and the rebates and everything, I don't know a house that isn't a great candidate for solar hot water. It's probably the cheapest long-term answer for hot water for the great majority of Arizona homeowners.
Absolutely. And I even am a promoter of using regular solar electricity and converting to electric water heaters to have solar hot water. That way, when you're not heating your water, that solar-generated power is being used to supply other appliances in the home.
We're here with Jason Watson of Intelligent Design Air Conditioning and Plumbing, Rosie Certified Air Conditioning and Plumbing Contractor from Tucson, serving all of Pima County. We're here so he can answer your plumbing questions. We've got Harry in Scottsdale with a sulfur odor. We've got Kurt in Scottsdale wants to know flex or copper pipes. Oh boy, that's always a great question. As well as an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. The lines have been so busy, we haven't even been able to get to the water heater conversation I wanted to have with you as the number one most ignored appliance in a home. We'll have that short conversation and get to your calls right after this short break. It's Rosie on the House.